There is generally a lull between Christmas and New Year's. In most offices, the most common refrain is the whiny mumble, "I don't want to work today." Strangely, not quite like that this year, though. There is a palpable vibe in Aggieland after what can only be described as a remarkable season with some exceptional players. You could almost feel the slow simmer of excitement swirling around town. So here in Aggieland, we get this. I'm guessing there are a few places that would. I explained all that because I'm reading this from a blog from CBS.com, and you can tell by the tone of the writer that his or her team doesn't have the success and or dyed-in-the-wool spirit of an Aggieland or South Bend. And I quote directly from the blog. "See, guys, this is why we can't have Notre Dame do well. Their fans have no ability to keep their things in perspective. Notre Dame is playing in the national championship game against Alabama in Miami on January the 7th. And that takes precedence over everything," all caps. In South Bend, Indiana, a district court's judge just agreed to postpone a court date that was originally scheduled for the 7th because one of the attorneys had gotten tickets to the game in Miami. And the judge, quote, "didn't want to see him miss it." And get this, the judge's name is Rudy, Judge Rudy Lozano, of course. The case involves a couple suing a cement company over injuries suffered on the job. And the couple's attorney is the one that has the football tickets. You can hear the sarcasm dripping. The only real difference that I could see was it would not have been either lawyer petitioning for postponement. It would have been the judge. Because in Aggieland, the judge would have been an Aggie. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.